What's all the PMS with Coach G? It's positively motivating sisters with purpose, meaning, style. Are you ready for positive conversations inspiring you to your next level? Do you need motivation to get you growing? Are you a sister, woman, leader, boss, mom, wife, female, her, she? I think you know what I mean. Are you seeking purpose in your life? Do you know the meaning for which you stand? Do you know your style is your unique authenticator? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, this podcast is designed with you in mind, which embodies the whole you, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. Sisters, we are on a journey in connecting you from where you are to your what's next with purpose, meaning, style, and it all starts with you.
Hi, this is Coach G, your chief PMS cheerleader, motivating and empowering you to win in your personal and professional life, your connector, guiding you and bridging the gap from where you are to your what's next. I am your leadership and growth coach, strategist, empowerment speaker, best-selling author, mom, wife, Christian, and I get to serve you in doing what I am passionate about, you. Sisters, we are on a journey for you living your life on purpose, for purpose, with purpose, meaning, style. Thank you so much as you continue to show up and listen in and support this show. And you know what? Let me remind you, you can support this show with a monetary contribution as we continually to consistently show up, empowering you and other women on their personal and professional growth journey. And that's through education, inspiration, and elevation. You can go to the show description, touch the link, support the show. And that speaks volumes and you saying you stand in support of this podcast and blessing this podcast. And so we can continue to keep growing through the conversations we have here in this space. So thank you as you continue to listen, share, follow, comment, and like this podcast. I said we are in episode 104. And the title that we're going to talk about, or let me say the topic, is to be empowered, and to empower is a growth strategy. When you hear that, you may say, how? Or you may say, oh, okay, yeah, of course, I can see that. But let me start with this question. What does empowerment mean to you? You know, I want you to ponder on that question. And yes, take time to answer it. Write it down. Reflect on it for a moment. And just really write down, what does empowerment mean to you? Because we know that word. We hear it so much. It's a buzzword because we hear it so often. And sometimes in those buzzwords, we can begin to dilute the power of what it is, what it means, what it does, and how it can sharpen your life and others around you into something meaningful. So I think of a word in the scripture, because being a woman of faith, and that is where, you know, I lean on. That's a foundation of my life. I think about Proverbs 27:17, and it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So can you see that as empowerment? Empowerment is rooted in the power within us. It's a greater place we come to serve in our daily lives, inspiring others, your interaction with others, and yourself. Empowerment is a conditioning. It's the transformation of authority, taking control. You know, when you think of personal empowerment, you know, it can lead you to taking control. I'm going to say responsibility of your life. What do you want? And how do you want to impact others? So we're in this space and we're going to talk about two things. We're going to extract two things from that topic. We're going to talk about to be empowered, that growth strategies, and then the part of to empower as that growth strategy. And you know, we're here. What's all the PMS? That PMS is positively motivating sisters with purpose, meaning, style. So yes, when we talk about these growth strategies, when we talk about these tips, you know what? They're all here to positively motivate you, to push you into that purpose, to let you see life as meaning, or the meaning in the things that you do. And that style, because you know what? That is you defining uniquely for you that path. That's why I asked you that question. What does empowerment mean to you? I shared some of my views, I shared some of my foundation. But let's talk about that part of to be empowered. You know, one of those growth strategies is just being able to say yes to yourself. In other words, you give yourself permission to be empowered, to be filled. So you take the time to make the most of your yeses. What are you saying yes to in your life? What are you allowing yourself to grow and expand and strengthen in your life? Because as you strengthen yourself, you're able to strengthen others. Going back to that word that I shared, that scripture, as iron sharpens iron. And then the other part of to be empowered is know who you are. You know, you are worthy. So own it. You know, and when we talk about own it, of course, I share that I invite and offer you into the Queen's Court Society because in that membership, that is that woman leader, entrepreneur, that woman that is intentional about her growth because she wants to own. She realizes it's already in her. You know, you're already bold and brilliant and brave. You're all those things, but you get to own it. And so, you know, I just want to talk a little bit or just talk about that and mention that. Of course, you can go into the show description and, you know what? Go ahead and sign up. And be a part of that community and that membership. But knowing who you are, knowing that you are enough, in other words, you don't shrink, but you expand on what you have and what you can do with what you have. You know, it's like the quote, she believed she could, so she did. You know, are you living that philosophy in your life? You're believing that you can, so you do it. It's not based on what you see, but it's knowing who you are and what's inside of you. And then another part of to be empowered is inspire and influence. In other words, touching others' lives in a meaningful way, doing something meaningful. So you can ask yourself, how am I making an impact? Maybe that's you serving on a board to help teen girls with an organization, volunteering, mentoring. But how are you making an impact? And then that unlock your power, a power that's already inside of you. It is your inheritance, your birthright. So now it's up to you to unlock what you have already been given. You've got the key. The keys are already there. It's you discovering and leaning into those things and unlocking and discovering those powers within you that you can now going back to what that empowerment is of that transformation of authority. Now you transform that and you take control and you take that responsibility of what life is to you, what you want it to look like, how you want to impact others, how you want to lead others. And then your voice matters, using your voice, because your voice does matter. You know, sometimes I'll do a post and I'll do that hashtag, your voice matters, because what you say does carry some weight, does carry power in someone's life, in a to impact a change in someone's life. You know, and of course, we can use our words for good or bad, but we want to use our words to strengthen others, to build others up. So your voice mattering in that point of your power to create change and bring people on a journey to reach a positive outcome. And then understanding your why. Those to be empowered growth strategy, here's another one, understanding your why. We talk about that so often because it's just that important. When you have a foundation, when you know your foundation, when you know your why, you can set your intent and put things into action. And then when you start moving into action, hey, when those things start coming at you, those challenges, those obstacles, now you're able to lean into, I'm going to say that strengthening board. because you create a strengthening board from which you can draw that strength so you can continue on your growth journey. And then that last one, to be empowered, is living life you feel good about, owning it, a life of gratitude and reflection. There's a quote that says, a good life is when you smile often, dream big, laugh a lot, and realize how blessed you are. And that blessing is that empowered to prosper. There's that word, empowered, because you are empowered, and it does start within. But let's go to the next step. You know, we're going to take that next step, and we're going to talk about those growth strategies, those tips to empower, more so in the point of empowering others. How do we do that? Now, when we talk about these tips, you may have other ones that you already utilize, but then there's one that, you know what, just show up. Show up. Be present. You know, be consistent, be accountable. It's just sometimes being in position as a listening ear, you know, listening with no judgment. You know, they're, you know, just when you listen in a sense to gain an understanding, get an understanding. Again, there is a word scripture in Proverbs 15:31. It says, who that listens to life giving reproof will dwell among the wise. So sometimes in that listening, you know, without that judgment, there's some wisdom gain in that, because now we're open to hearing the different perspectives, but we're empowered by what we hear, and that can build us up in our lives as we are navigating in our life personally and professionally. And I say those two, you know, because I tell you, your life is your life. But even with that, you take a personal aspect and a professional aspect of it, but it's still you. It's your life, right? And then speak up with encouragement. That part of it, to empower, is speak with encouragement. Kind words are like honey. That's what Proverbs 16:24 says, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Because that part of building up and tearing down and offering that constructive criticism opens an empowered relationship. And then it empowers that other person on their journey. And then another way to empower is value the friendship and unity. You know, often we talk about community. We talk about connecting, you know, connecting women to women, or women with women, or connecting with someone else, because two is better than one, right? Because we can build each other up. If I fall, I have someone that I can lean on as a support system. Value those friendships and that unity, because it is that part of being able to know that you're not walking that journey alone, you know. And then celebrate. We always talk about celebrating. Celebration is, it's necessary. It's what we get to do. It's what we get to do along the journey, just stopping and pausing and celebrating someone else in their victory, celebrating someone in, you know, maybe there's something that they quite don't see as a celebration, but then you get to see the good in it. But then through it all, we all shine together. You know, I just love a good celebration because that's what we get to do, celebrate one another. And that is that part of to empower. So you can say, how can I celebrate someone else? How can I extend that part of celebrate? Sometimes it's just as simple as saying, I'm proud of you. Well, you did a good job. Or clapping your hands. And then another one is just allow others the autonomy when making decisions. Now, when we hear this, this is in work and personal relationships. You know, in your work relationships, when you allow that, it opens up of building trust and accountability. And it's the same in your personal relationships, you know, allowing that, maybe that's that child, or maybe that's that husband or that spouse, that you allow the that freedom, that autonomy in helping making those decisions. Not, it's all me making the decisions, right? No, you partner together, because it really does foster that part of building trust and accountability and an openness, and it grows your relationship. And then that last one is just sharing strengths and weaknesses to empower others. You might say, okay, me sharing my weaknesses or sharing my, strengths, how does that really help? Well, acknowledging areas where you may be weak or strong allows a partnership that can complement and not compete. Because now we're both vulnerable enough that we're open and transparent enough to share. Okay, of course, we easily share our strengths, right? But not always our weaknesses. But that is that time that there is no competition. Because now, when you know who you are and why you're doing what you do, then that helps that person. It begins to intertwine into a or foster a greater relationship. And again, you're complementing each other and not competing. What I may be good at, that may not be where you're strong in, but then that's how we complement each other. And so that's in a team, in your work environment, in your home. How can we share those strengths and with weaknesses together so we can, brew a and foster a strong, growing relationship. And in that, I thank you as you always listen in, as you continue to listen in. And then maybe I didn't mention, but it might be your first time listening. Go back and listen to some other ones, or continue to show up and listen to others. Or maybe it's some topics or conversations that you're saying, hey, I want to hear a little bit more about this, Coach G. But I want you to know that I also invite you into Queen's Court Society School of Growth membership, where we talk about that part of empowerment, woman to woman, that allows you to own your brilliance, braveness, and branding to new levels. This program is designed for you to water and nurture that personal development, that growth from within. And that allows you to connect with other women that are on a journey of purpose and intention. And so go to the show description, touch the link, Queen's Court Society School of Growth membership, be a part of this growing community where we support, encourage, and empower you as that woman leader you are, as that entrepreneur, as that boss queen, because we are on a journey of creating that meaningful change in the world. And maybe, just maybe, you're saying, I need something a little bit more personal. Of course, I'm here to serve you with one-on-one signature coaching. You and I, as that accountability partner, where we can see where you are so we can move into your what's next. If not, if there are other opportunities, there are other opportunities that I can come in as group coaching, keynote speaking for your event. But you know what? All of that is in the show description. Go there, see what resources are there for you. Continue to show up and listen. Continue to live your life with the intention and grow and apply and put those things in action and boldly take those steps because you deserve it. You deserve it. And so I invite you, go to the website, gstylecoaching.com. Let's work together. And again, as you continue to share the love, oh my goodness, thank you. As you continue to share with other sisters or share with your group that you know that can be blessed and benefit from this podcast. Because remember, your voice matters. That's that empowerment. And as you continue to share your comments and subscribe and follow, that's empowering for me and for others. But continue to stay connected, to more episodes coming to you. Go listen to past episodes. Rate this podcast because it increases our visibility and reach. And I want to thank you as you continue to advance in your personal growth, in your professional growth, and as you continue to support this show. And in saying all of that, until next time, sisters, let's keep growing because it all starts with you.